The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Feast of St. Nicholas to everybody. St. Nicholas, of course, was a bishop who lived in the south of Turkey, and he's most famous for defending the divinity of Jesus Christ at the Council of Nicaea, saying that he was one in being, one in substance with the Father. A little bit of trivia here. The Greek word was homoousios, and there was another bishop named Arius who said Jesus was not one in being with the Father, and they had a different word for that. And the word was homoousios. You ever heard anybody say there's not an iota of difference between these two things? That's where that little phrase comes from. There was an iota of difference between the word homoousios and homoousios, but it made all the difference in the world. Is Jesus one in being with the Father, or isn't he? And just as a little aside, there's a funny joke finding its way around the interwebs, and it shows a little child in a mall sitting on the lap of Santa Claus. And he looks at Santa and he says, "Homoousios or homoousios?" And Santa looks back and he says, "What?" And the kid says, "You're not the real Saint Nicholas." Anyway, has nothing to do with my homily here today. Two blind men approached Jesus, and Jesus said to them, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And he touched their eyes, and they were healed. Now, there was never anything lacking in what Jesus could offer. Jesus could cure blindness because he's the same God who made the eye in the first place. There's never anything lacking in what Jesus could offer. The only question was anything lacking in the two blind men? But there wasn't anything lacking. They received according to their faith. Now, a little tiny reminder for you here today. Jesus works in just that same way every time we celebrate a sacrament. Every time we celebrate a sacrament, there's nothing lacking in what Jesus has to offer. The only question is, what might be lacking in you and me? We say that every sacrament works in two ways. Two ways. There's what Jesus does, and there's what we do. What Jesus does, the technical term for it, is Jesus acts ex opere operato. And what that means is anytime you see a sacrament celebrated, it could be confession, it could be the Eucharist, it could be anointing of the sick, it could be baptism. Remember, Jesus is the one who's acting, and nothing's lacking as long as you got a real priest, okay? And he uses the same material and the same words, celebrating the sacrament the way it's been celebrated down through the centuries since we received it from Jesus. Jesus acts, and nothing is lacking. Here's a thought for you for the day. There's enough grace in one Eucharist to make you a saint today. It's all there. The only thing that we have to be concerned about is the other way that a sacrament works, and that is ex opere operantis. That's a fancy way of saying what you get out of it is what you put into it, because it's not just what Jesus has to offer, it's how we receive what he has to offer. Here's an amazing thought. I'm going to give you the exact same Eucharist from this altar for every person here, exact same Eucharist, but each one of you here today is going to receive a different amount of grace, and the difference is not in Jesus. The difference is in you and me. You see, faith is a gift. but it's also a choice. And the more you choose it, the stronger it gets, and the more you can receive. By the way, that's what the first reading was all about. Here in our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, make a long story really short, it describes Isaiah speaking to the Israelite people in Jerusalem just after practically a miracle has just happened, because the armies of Assyria had threatened to invade the city of Jerusalem. The people were frightened. Isaiah said to them, don't be frightened. God is going to protect you. God is going to help you. Just believe that. Choose it. And you know what happened? The armies of Assyria put down their weapons, put out their torches, turned tail, and they all walked home. And nobody knows why. They just left. And then Isaiah launches off into what you heard in the first reading. He says, let me show you what God's going to do. And he uses prophecies of the coming Messiah, which is why we hear it here in Advent. But the idea is, people, choose to believe, and you will unleash the power of what God wants to do in you. That's our Lord's message to us here on this first Friday of Advent. Faith is a gift, but it's also a choice. Let's choose to believe and receive all that God wants to give us. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Nicholas, pray for us.